87.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site we give away. So head on over to FreeTalkLive.com. And if you need web hosting, go to GoDaddy.FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Al in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Al.
Yeah, this is me, Al.
Hi,
Al. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Gotcha.
What's on your mind?
The defensive marriage thing that was mentioned with the presidential candidate.
With mm-hmm. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Yeah, Ron Paul. What's that about? I have heard nothing about this except when it was mentioned on your interview.
I believe that that's the sort of thing that one man, one woman kind of...
It's some sort of resolution from the federal government. Honestly, I'm not really too sure. I think it was a resolution saying marriage is between a man and a woman. I think it's outrageous that the federal government deems it necessary to define anything about marriage. In fact, I think it's equally outrageous that the state governments deem that marriage should be their business. I think that marriage should be the business of the two people, whether they be men or women or men and women or whoever. That want to get together with each other. It should be between them and, if they have one, a church.
And I don't think there should be a state marriage.
Right, there
period.
Should be no marriage licenses at all. How do you feel
about
that?
Well, I think myself, I don't think the government has any call to say yay or nay on either subject about whether the marriage is between man or woman or whether homosexual marriage is legal or illegal, because it's a church function.
Absolutely.
And there's a separation between church and state just because of this very thing.
Yep. The reason why it's interesting, if you actually trace back the history of marriage, government marriage licenses at least, the reason why they came about after the Civil War. They wanted to create these marriage licenses in order to prevent black people from marrying white people. It was really a racist excuse to create marriage licenses, and of course since then they've decided it's just a great way to control people's lives.
And tax them.
And tax them and make more money off of
right.
them.
Right. It cost me $100 to get married, and they wanted to know what race I was when I did. I refused to give my race, and my wife did the same.
I usually say American.
Right. Well, they had a choice for business race. Apparently I could not get married without giving a race. And they did have a choice of business, so
right.
I decided I am business race.
It seems to me that if I'm going to enter into an agreement with another person, and that's what a marriage is. It's simply an agreement between two people to love and to hold and blah, blah, blah. If I'm going to enter into an agreement with another person, I sure as hell don't want the government in there as a third party. I want it to be between two people, not me and my loved one and the government. It just doesn't make sense to me, and more people need to reject that concept. Al, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave. Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, I always check other for race, or I just write other in there, because whatever, I always say whatever they got, I'm the other.
Mm-hmm. How about human race? How about
yeah.
that one?
Hey, and the people with the borders and everything, I look at the world as like the big giant family car, and we're all on this big trip together. And you're drawing lines on the seats to make your own little territory. We got a long little trip on, you know, we got a trip to go together on this world. We all should get along, but that's what I call to say you want to stop what's going on in the government. You got to vote them out, man. These guys have been in Congress. We got these old white-haired fat grandpa, great-grandpa guys that have been in there for like 40, 50 years. They should be home enjoying their grandchildren and living life, man. And
instead of telling us what to do.
We got to get like a limitation, you know, like give the president 6 years and then you're down the road. You don't get no more terms. You get your stuff done. We give the Congress the same deal, you know. We give them a set time. You get the job done.
Yeah.
Get a new man in there.
You know, I think we should back on their benefits. They shouldn't be getting pensions. Ron
right,
Paul,
no
by the
pensions.
Way, we have...
That's killing us, man. That's killing us. And then,
I want to mention, Ron Paul, who we had on last hour, does not participate in the Congressional Pension Program. I think he's probably one of the only guys in Congress who doesn't take the pension.
The war on terror is a big shakedown, man. That's all it is. It's a big, big shakedown for the whole nation, and they're using this, like, terrorism as a cattle prod, man.
It's the new communism. It's the new boogeyman out there for Americans to be scared of.
Oh, here in Montana, we're burning up, man. We got a fire that's 85,000 acres. Another one that's 75,000 acres. Another one that's 40,000 acres. And it's because of these stupid laws. We got the technology to be able to harvest our forests and make cheap houses for families, Americans, instead of the bottom falling out of our market industry. We're watching it burn up and cause their global warming, whatever, when we could be burning the subbrush underneath in biomass electric generators, making good, cheap electric, putting people to work, cleaning out.
You know, you're absolutely right, Dave. The fact is, trees are simply loans of sunlight from God. Even if it decays, even if it doesn't do its natural thing, which is to, you know, start burning at some point or another, instead of us burning it, it will burn on its own. But even if it decays, it still releases the same stuff into the atmosphere. It just does it more slowly.
Right.
The whole idea that you can't harvest trees is ludicrous.
Right, and they're burning up now. I mean, just think of it, 85,000 acres.
It's amazing.
That's like 16 square miles.
You know what's funny, though, Dave, is that a lot of times, and I don't know if this is the case in Montana, but a lot of times many of these forest fires start because they're on government-managed land.
Right.
And the government doesn't know crap.
We got to allow the people to use it, to get in there, and use good technology.
Let people own lands, not governments. David, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
How can government own a land? It doesn't even exist. It's the figment of someone's imagination.
Well, that's true. They claim to own it. The people calling themselves government, Mark, how about that, claim to own the land. And they just don't care about their lands as much as private owners care about their lands. Yeah, they found out that when government takes care of forest land, that they just don't do a very good job of it. They don't go in and they don't do the things that private forest owners do to help prevent forest fires. Now, I personally don't know what all those things are. It has something to do with underbrush and clearing and that sort of thing. But there are certain steps you can take as a private forest owner. You can damn well bet that I think it's Cascade is one of the major forest companies in America, one of the major paper companies. You can damn well bet private forest owners, they want to protect their investment. So they're going through there to ensure that they've got whatever methods are necessary in place to make sure that if something catches fire, they'll be able to minimize the damage and much easier be able to put it out.
They won't lose their valuable resource, which is their trees.
But if the government's forest catches fire, so what
does the government care?
Who cares? Get out of your houses, everybody! Oh no!
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
They'll send out a news release: "Dear God, our forests are burning!" Oh my! And you know, they have ample opportunity to plan for the rainy day or the fiery day, as it were, and they don't.
Let's continue with the phone.
They don't care.
Let's continue with the phone calls and go to Troy in Canada. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, this is the Troy from D2Z.org. And last night, Kurt from Michigan called with an excellent question. He pointed out that although physical gold is a hedge to protect you against inflation, that if the dollar was actually to go to zero, that gold mining shares valued in U.S. dollars would be worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the share was worth $1 trillion, it would still be worth zero.
Right.
So Kurt is exactly correct in this. And I just had a couple of points, quick points to...
All right, hit it.
Okay. Number one, most of the gold mining stocks, which international speculator subscribers own, are denominated in Canadian dollars. And this is because they're traded on the Vancouver Stock Exchange. And, like, not only is Vancouver the marijuana mecca of the world, it's also the mining stock mecca of the world. That's
gotcha.
Kind of
point
a well-known fact. Point two is that we subscribers plan on being sellers of these stocks before the hyperinflation sets in. So we're going to take a profit.
Let go of them. Don't hold on to them if the inflation starts to really happen.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. And again, I suggested it was part of a diversified portfolio as well. It's not like you're saying not to buy gold. You should do that too, right?
Oh, definitely buying gold would be the first step.
Thanks for the call, Troy. Appreciate it. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Finn and David and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over a quarter of a million posts await you. Over 1,600 people interacting. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
And in honor of Troy, as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to d2z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's d2z.org.
Let's roll right into the phone calls and talk to Cameron in Texas. Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Cameron in San Marcos, first-time caller, first-time listener, actually. I'm very impressed by the format. I'm very impressed by the line of thought, the dialogue.
Thank you, sir.
Great.
Are you listening on the radio in Texas?
I am, yes.
Okay, great. Is it Radio Free Austin?
Actually, I was in South Austin listening to We the People.
Okay, very
good. 90.1.
Cool. So, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just thinking about, you know, how everybody has grand plans to take down the world order and everything like that, and they think if they can just chop off the head of the beast that everything else will follow. Unfortunately, that is not the case, and we have to go back to trying to make a difference in our community. We should get to know our law enforcement officers as much as you can, in these small towns especially. Get to feel them out, see what they're all about, make sure they know what your rights are and what their restrictions are so what they can do.
I think the more attention paid to law enforcement, the better. I'm a huge supporter of the idea of Cop Watch, which is a group of citizens going around with video cameras, pulling up on police officers as they pull people over, whipping out the cameras, and just videotaping the scene. It's a great way to help keep cops honest.
It is, and we should get behind these people who have been brave enough to do it. In Florida and in PA, they've been trying to. They've been trying to put those people in jail. I'm not sure how the cases went, but down here in Texas, I just see law enforcement, particularly in Austin, this big city, they really lowered the standard for people to be a part of the forces. And you can see they were just trying to beef up, trying to get numbers, and the force has been kind of it's suffered because the people aren't as smart, they're not as well trained. They don't know what your rights are. They don't know what their...
Well, you have to understand something. You have to understand what they want are C students. They want average people.
Well, hey,
to be
now
cops.
I'm a C student.
Now that's what they want. I think at one point they expected, you know, peace officers to have a great deal of common sense.
But they want people who aren't going to question the orders that they're given. They want people who aren't going to think for themselves. They're going to enforce whatever laws come across their plate. Whereas what I want is peace officers. I don't want law enforcement officers. I want people that are just going to keep the peace. I don't want cops going around stopping people driving while Hispanic, driving while long-haired, just to harass them for having a joint in their ashtray or something.
Or to instigate somebody for no reason.
Amen. And by the way, I wanted to send my best up to the people in Montana who are dealing with those fires.
That's tough.
It's too bad that they can't use their land. He had a great point about using the land, and it's a Christian ideal, it's a Confucian ideal, everyone around the world except atheist, nihilist.
Well, I'm an atheist, sir.
Existentialist.
You're talking to an atheist.
Okay, well, I'll just say that the conservationists, the quote-unquote conservationists now, don't have the ethic to use the land. They feel that the best thing to do is to just...
You're confused. You're confused because you're dealing with a situation. What we are talking about is how government does not know how to use lands. There are conservationists
out
there.
And their philosophy is inspired by a lot of these neo.
No, they don't have philosophy. They're just bureaucrats, sir. They just sit around in offices and eat donuts.
The environmentalists believe that it's a good idea to give land to the government because the government will do it.
But that's not fair either. That's not a fair statement either. There are plenty of environmentalists who believe in purchasing land and taking care of it. So, you can't paint them all with that same brush. The Nature Conservancy, as I understand it, is a charitable group that goes around and purchases what they consider to be sensitive plots of land, and they take care of them how they decide is best. And that's what should be done. People should own land privately and take care of it in the way that they think is best and let the marketplace decide. Thanks for the call, Cameron. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Finn in Mississippi. Finn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen, how are y'all tonight?
Super.
Good, sir. What's up?
I'm a podcast listener, but I heard you guys say something, and I just wanted to check and make sure I heard it right. Y'all had Ron Paul on this evening?
We sure did.
At 8 o'clock.
Fantastic.
Second hour.
I will definitely listen to that soon. I'm a huge Ron Paul fan.
It'll be up on the website at freetalklive.com at about midnight.
Before midnight, yeah.
So anybody who's listening, like Cameron, for instance, who was listening for the very first time, you can hear 6 nights a week of Free Talk Live, 3 hours every night.
Yep, that's true.
At freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I download the podcast. I just always stay a little bit behind the curve because I'm, you know,
What's the issue, Finn?
Well, I heard, I'm actually listening to like the August 4th or 5th, I think, where you guys were talking to this guy who's in a UFC-style fighting league and it was getting overregulated by the Boxing Commission.
Yeah, right, in Minnesota.
Yeah, it sounded really unfortunate. You guys made one good suggestion, that was just have the fighters beat the crap out of them, but the, I thought another good one would be... how about, you know, you just maybe get a few of the organizers together, rent out this place, set up a little can for donations, maybe have a suggested limit, similar to an admission ticket, and just have your own unregulated fights, you know?
So you think that the regulation comes because of the paid-for situation?
No. What I'm saying is just to, you know, don't, you know, just drop out of the Boxing Commission and have your own fights down the street. Just, you know, do the same routine.
But then the cops will come.
Yeah, I know, but it'd be a good way to shove it in their face, I think.
It's not easy, man, but any sort of resistance will be good. Any level of resistance, instead of just sitting back and taking the abuse from these bureaucrats. Thanks for the suggestion, Ben. Great call. Thank you for it. 800-259-9231. It was just, basically, the reason why the regulation comes is because the industry became established.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cost to leave was too high. Because what we're talking about is this Ultimate Fighting Championship kind of style, kickboxing sort of fighting.
Right. In the octagon rather than the square ring.
Right. If you and I, Mark, decided we were going to start Ultimate Fighting Keene, New Hampshire, and we went down to the YMCA and, you know, somehow got them to give us a boxing ring or something like that to, mm-hmm. to fight in, we'd be able to get away with it for quite a while before the government decided to come in and step in and regulate it.
Because as soon as there was enough money passing hand to hand for tickets,
right,
and that kind of thing, well, then the government has a tendency to get interested. It has nothing to do with protecting anyone or making sure things are fair,
right,
or anything like that.
If the government wanted to protect people, then they'd be there, Johnny on the spot, as soon as they got wind of the operation, as soon as they heard that there was a fight going on.
Even though these would be people that would be fighting of their own, you know, they've all signed pieces of paper,
waivers,
and they've done their, it's a sport.
So they would step in if they really cared about people. They'd step in immediately, but they don't. They sit back and they watch and they wait and they see, well, are these guys gonna fold? Are they gonna go away? Are they gonna stick around? And if you stick around and you start getting more popular, you start getting more business,
mm-hmm.
more people interested, more and more people attending the fights and
that's
the shows.
That's when the graft comes in.
Then all of a sudden, government bureaucrats.
You know,
attend.
We don't call bribery here in the United States because we do it through more official means. But really, what difference is it is giving the
fees,
money to the cop or giving it to the the government?
Fees, taxes, it's all bribery. And so they only step in when there's enough money to get a good piece of, and also to make it so that the organization, you know, they're too ingrained in the area to leave at that point, and so they feel like they have to pay up. It's sick. It's extortion. It's gangster activity. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The Sacro Wedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the Sacro Wedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The Sacro Wedgie works when all else fails.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We are inviting you to experience the live streams, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org. And, you know, Ron Paul, who we had on earlier, was at one point the chairman of the RLC.
Good to know. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in South Carolina. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. Hope everything's going all right.
Super. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to the podcast like last caller. I'm a little bit more ahead, though. Just got through the abortion discussion y'all had on Wednesday, and I wanted to kind of add a little bit extra, because this is something that not necessarily needs a black market solution, because there are plenty of ways someone can go out, and there are warning signs. Don't use if you're pregnant. Don't write on this if you're pregnant. And if you do stuff like that, that can really hurt you. So it's not just a matter of black market taking care of things, because you could come out okay with that. You know, if you go out and take care of yourself like that, that would be even worse.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I'm not either. What are you saying?
Well, like, if someone was pregnant, you know, found out they were pregnant and they didn't quite, they weren't quite showing, and they went to a theme park and rode a roller coaster. If that terminates their pregnancy, it can actually be pretty damaging to them, as I understand it.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a medical doctor, so I don't know. But I do see that people could do some terrible things to themselves if abortion were outlawed. That's the reason. Yes. Even though I consider it the ending of a human life, I can't see what else it is. I also just don't see it being a good thing.
A war on abortion is just going to create a nightmare situation where what you're saying is they might not necessarily go to a black market abortion doctor. They might come up with some creative ways to do it themselves. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, it'd pretty much be like during Prohibition, people making quite dangerous moonshine in their kitchen.
Like maybe take a baseball bat to the abdomen or something like
that? Yes, something like that, yes.
My goodness. Any other thoughts for us?
No, I'm actually about all I can say is I'm glad I'm going to be able to listen to Ron Paul on the podcast later on.
Thanks, David.
Thanks
appreciate the call, sir. We appreciate you. 800-259-9231. You know, it's a really important point, and I hate this issue. It's the, you know, the black hole.
Yeah.
Of talk radio, this abortion issue. Look, government shouldn't be involved in paying for abortions, nor should it be involved in prohibiting abortions. It just shouldn't be involved. If you think it's murder, then I think that all you really should do is ostracize people that you that you can determine have actually taken part in it. Because by prohibiting abortion, you're going to create a black market. You're going to make it so the people who will go and seek them, and people will go and seek them.
Absolutely.
Even though it's illegal.
It's been illegal in this country before. People were seeking them then. They will start seeking them again.
Just as people seek gambling, even though it's illegal, and people seek prostitution, even though it's illegal, and people seek drugs, even though it's illegal.
Do we really want to put those people in jail?
Let's understand that prohibition does not work. It never works. Anytime it's tried, all it does is create unintended consequences and more just... And, of course, the government uses prohibition as an excuse to infringe on our liberties, as Ron Paul was saying in hour number two of the show. So if you want to prohibit something, look out, because you're going to pay the cost. You're going to pay the price.
I'm going to pay the cost, and I'm going to pay the price, too.
That's what I mean. You, everybody.
Yeah,
you,
everybody is.
To my
and,
voice.
See, that's the thing is, you know, even though a vocal minority want to outlaw abortions, they'll make all of us pay for it in the sense that, you know, we have to pay for the people that are being locked up, and we'll have to pay the price that society will reap as a result.
Let me give you an example of an unintended consequence, because when government tries to do something, it inevitably ends up doing either nothing at all or the absolute opposite of its original intention. So with the war on drugs, their idea was, we're gonna stop people from taking drugs. We're going to crack down, and we'll put a stop to this whole illegal drug problem. Well, in Tallahassee, CBS 4 News first introduced you to Richard Payee after interviewing him in prison. And we talked about Richard on this program a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now Governor Charlie Crist has taken a step that could free this chronic pain patient from prison and bring him home to his wife and children. 2 years into Payee's 25-year sentence, you could see his feet twisted, his hands trembling, and his body failing. An old car accident ruined his spine, and his pain is unbearable. He also has multiple sclerosis to boot and is confined to a wheelchair. He relies on a morphine pump provided by the state to dull his pain. The sad irony is that while Payee is allowed to self-medicate in prison, it was his self-medicating that first got him sent there. Payee is serving a 25-year mandatory minimum under Florida's draconian drug laws.
Mm.
He was convicted of drug trafficking in March of 2004 for possessing more than 100 pills. He said he needed them to treat his chronic pain. All sides conceded he never sold a single drug, meaning the prosecutors conceded he was not a drug dealer, but he had more than X amount of pills, and therefore...
And that's the way it is. That's what happens when the legislature ties the hands of judges, by the way.
Because of this mandatory minimum sentencing garbage, because of these insane zero-tolerance drug laws, a man who has a family, has kids,
mm-hmm.
a man who's crippled and confined to a wheelchair, was given 25 years in Florida prison.
Yeah, for some reason, we need to pay to incarcerate a guy in a wheelchair as though he's a danger to society
and pay for his morphine. And pay for the... So he was getting... He was on hydrocodone pain pills. Hydrocodone is an opiate.
Mm-hmm.
Morphine is an opiate. He's on the same kind of pain medication now as he was before. It's just that now we're all paying to feed and house this man and give him drugs.
It's ludicrous.
This is so insane. Last week, Governor Crist and the Board of Clemency granted him a waiver of the rules so his petition for clemency could be heard immediately. Crystal Weaver...
That is not easy to get. They do not grant those waivers of rules very often. I have gone for clemency in front of that same board.
Crystal Weaver is a local activist who you didn't have, unfortunately, CBS 4.
Matter of fact, I am up for clemency in front of that board.
You didn't have CBS 4 reporting on your case,
though. No.
which is probably helping him out.
I didn't deserve it like this guy did either.
Crystal Weaver's a local activist who speaks out against mandatory drug laws, and apparently her sister also faced a 25-year sentence for possessing 49 Percocet pills. Penny, unlike Richard, took a plea. Weaver says she hopes the governor helps Payee and takes one step further and changes the law. She says, quote, if justice would be served, they would not just commute his sentence, but a full pardon and waive financial in addition to for basically being a person in pain. And you know what? She's right. They need to end this insane war on drugs. This man was not hurting anybody,
mm-hmm.
but his case is not really that unusual. What may be unusual about it is the 25-year mandatory minimum sentence. I don't know how much, 100 pills will get you in Texas or in Washington or any other states. But there are mandatory minimums across the country, many of them 5, 10, 15 years for simple drug possession. We have people in jail. This man is a perfect example. People in jail, nonviolent individuals who have never harmed a hair on another person's body, who are spending more time in prison than murderers and rapists and thieves and arsonists.
Mm-hmm.
That is what's going on in this country right now, and how anybody can just sit by and say, well, yeah, he deserved it for taking pain pills without a prescription. He's an evil criminal. Who could possibly think that way? What sort of an awful person do you have to be to look at somebody who's sick, a man with multiple sclerosis, confined to a wheelchair, and say, you, sir, did not have a prescription, and therefore you need to go to a jail cell? What kind of mentality is that? And
it's
who the hell do you think you are? How dare you suggest that you know what's right and what's wrong as far as who can put what in their body? How dare you?
You know, some of these people, their pain's just so intense. That's what pain drugs are for, aren't they?
You know, I was watching some of the some clips from these politicians, these guys running for president,
mm-hmm.
John McCain, for instance. Somebody asked John McCain at a recent forum in New Hampshire to compare alcohol prohibition to drug prohibition. He said, oh, there's a huge, huge difference. Alcohol, you can have a couple of drinks and you can be okay. But marijuana and these other drugs, they're evil. They're bad. I'm paraphrasing, basically.
John McCain doesn't know a damn thing about marijuana.
He's just a scumbag liar. The fact is, marijuana and these other drugs...
Well, he just doesn't know anything. And the fact that he's telling us what to do is ludicrous.
They have absolutely positive effects on many people, multiple sclerosis, glaucoma, AIDS, cancer victims, and the fact that these politicians just brush those people off. Oh, there's no such thing as medical marijuana. I've seen politicians make that claim.
Yeah, like they know.
You fools. You have no idea how much damage you're doing to people's lives. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8794. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8794. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8794. 1-800-330-8794.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should go and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. Lots of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. We've got Free Talk Live archive collector sets. We've got hoodies. We've got t-shirts. We've got hats. Man, you name it. It's great stuff. Good quality merchandise. You'll like it. store.freetalklive.com. All right. So here's another crazy story from Florida. While we're at it, dad wasn't dad after all.
Oh, but no.
Still owes child support.
Yeah, I've heard of these stories.
Fort Lauderdale, 16 months after his divorce, Richard Parker made a devastating discovery. A DNA test revealed that his 3-year-old son had been fathered by someone else.
Apparently he had some suppositions.
Mr. Parker immediately filed a lawsuit claiming fraud by his apparently unfaithful ex-wife. He took his case all the way to the Florida Supreme Court. Recently, Florida justices ruled 7-0 against him. Huh. Unanimous. They said that Parker must continue to pay $1,200 a month in child support because he had missed the one-year post-divorce deadline for filing his lawsuit.
Well, the state is that way because if the state didn't require him to pay, then they would have to because they've got this welfare system all set up that's supposed to save everybody.
Mm.
So now they've become responsible, so they have an interest in making some guy who's not the dad of these kids pay for them.
His court-ordered payments would total more than $200,000 over 15 years to support another man's child. Quote, one of the justices wrote, "We find the balance of policy considerations favors protecting the best interests of the child over protecting the interests of one parent defrauded by the other parent in the midst of a divorce proceeding." Screw your freedom. Screw what you say. Okay, yeah, it's not your kid, but we're going to stick you with the bill anyway. Quote, "We recognize the former husband in this case may feel victimized," he writes. He then quotes a scholar to explain the ruling. Quote, "While some individuals are innocent victims of deceptive partners, adults are aware of the high incidence of infidelity, and only they, not the children, are able to act to ensure that the biological ties they may deem essential are present." In fact, the High Court is saying it's partially Parker's fault for trusting his wife. Can you believe this?
Mm.
The Parker case illustrates an increasingly contentious debate over the rights and responsibilities of divorced fathers who've been duped and don't challenge paternity at or near the time of divorce. But it also raises fundamental questions about the nature of fatherhood and the legal responsibilities that can attach to a father-child relationship, even when that relationship is the result of fraud and deception by a wife and mother. Can you imagine that you are having a... Let's just say, Mark, you and your wife get along great. You guys are having a great relationship so far. And let's imagine...
You said it's ups and downs, but yeah.
I know you're planning on having a kid at some point in the future, and so let's say that point comes about, and she's, you know, 8 or 9 months pregnant or whatever, and you decide that you've heard one too many of these stories like we're reading right now, and you want to trust your wife. She's a nice lady, and she seems trustworthy, and you don't have any reason to believe that she's been unfaithful to you, but apparently this guy didn't really have any reason to believe it either. But you've heard too many stories, and so you start to get a little bit paranoid. And you say to your wife, Laura, you know, I just want to make sure I'm covered. I don't think you've done anything wrong, honey. I just want to make sure. I've heard these stories, and I want to make sure we're covered. Let's just have a paternity test time. What would that do?
That's going to go really poorly.
Yeah.
Really, really poorly.
Anybody who's in a good relationship who all of a sudden drops this bomb of, well, I don't know. Maybe
they're in a bad relationship suddenly.
All of a sudden, you know, the S is going to hit the fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there wasn't a divorce possibility before, now all of a sudden she's going to be thinking, what? You don't trust me? You don't trust me? And she'd have a right to feel that way. I mean, that's kind of, you know, what's rude if you've had a good relationship.
If you don't have any reason to doubt the person, I you know, a paternity test seems strange to me.
Yeah, Laura, I didn't want to get, I didn't really want to hire a private investigator to follow you around, so let's just go and get a quick paternity. It's no big deal. You don't have anything to hide, do you? I mean, can you imagine this conversation?
The amount that I can imagine it scares the crap out of me.
Right. So most men are not going to do what the judges here are suggesting they do. Well, you should have known. There's a high incidence of infidelity, and therefore there's a good chance your wife's cheating on you, so therefore you should run these tests. Yeah. If you don't, we're going to stick you with the bill.
This is the problem. This is government trying to cover its tracks for having welfare in the first place, taking care of, children without fathers and things like that, which is really the job of charity. You know, the people that really care, people that do a good job at it. That's their job. You know, the government's just trying to cover its tracks. This is a terrible ruling, and I don't care whether you found out when the kid was one or found out when the kid was 17.
Right. Now, I don't necessarily think that, I mean, for instance, the kid's 3 years old at this point, in this case. So the guy's been paying on a monthly basis for 3 years. I think that if you find out that the kid's not yours, well, and you're 3 years in the hole, you don't get the money back. You know, it really was your fault. I mean, I agree that it's his fault for not knowing for sure.
I'm with you on that. I would say that, once the money's gone, it's spent.
Yeah, you have no right at that point to sue your ex-wife or ex-husband or whoever, to sue your ex-wife for reparations, if you will.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Cut your losses and move on. You should be just freed from future obligations. But in this case, the judges are saying 7-0, nah, screw it. You got to keep paying for the next 15 years.
Yeah, that seems crazy to me, too.
It is crazy. Most states, by the way, have laws that permit courts to order men who've been deceived to continue to make child support payments.
Yeah.
So this isn't a Florida-only
thing. No, this is not uncommon. This is just about every state that I've ever heard of.
Even when they have no biological connection to the child, the idea is to minimize any disruption in the life of the child.
And the state's coffers.
In recent years, some states have begun passing laws that give deceived dads some ways to fight back. There are no reliable estimates of how often paternity fraud takes place. Some findings suggest 4-10% of fathers have been duped, but no definitive study has been completed.
Yeah, how would you know? I mean, this is crazy.
Most ex-husbands who have been fooled in the United States, unlike most of them, Parker might still prevail in court. Last summer, the Florida legislature passed a law that allows men to use the newly discovered paternity evidence, like Parker's DNA test results, to overturn a court order to pay child support for someone else's child. The June 2006 law is aimed at preventing the kind of outcome ordered by the Florida Supreme Court. The policy approach taken by the legislature stands in sharp contrast to the policy considerations cited by the state Supreme Court justices. So, there might be a bit of a bright light on the horizon for some fathers in this particular case, but, you know, what do you do?
How many people have to suffer before they get a good ruling here?
What do you do in this particular case? How do men handle this? I mean, it's bad enough that you, as guys, we're risking a lot anyway, just having sex with a female. I mean, for all you know, if she's youngish,
we seem to be willing to do it anyway.
Right. If she's youngish, you think she's 20, she's actually 16, you go to jail for statutory rape. So not only do we have to check their ID and be able to spot a fake ID before we have sex with them, after the fact, we have to demand paternity tests if she gets pregnant in order to make sure and to be very careful and make sure that they're not actually our kids. I mean, and I'm sure I'm missing a few steps.
Yeah, as though I'm not the magician just to get her into the instance where she could get pregnant, you know, to get a woman to have sex with me. Then I've got to be a doctor to know, you know, whether she's old enough. And then I've got to be able to determine the paternity of the child. This is ludicrous.
And you also have to treat her with kid gloves, too, because if, you know, as
right, because if she hollers rape, you're in big, big trouble.
Well, there's the rape thing, but then there's also the fact that, let's just say you've had, you know, a very brief relationship with a lady, like, just for a few weeks, you know, and you've had sex a few times, and you move on to your next relationship, and, you know, then the phone call comes in a year later. Mark, I just wanted to let you know I had a baby. And, you know, it hits you like a ton of bricks, right? You have no way of knowing if it's your kid. Now, all of a sudden, you
according
know,
to this Florida rule, if she waited 2 years to call me, I wouldn't be able to dispute the paternity, apparently.
Right. As long as she fingers you as the father, you're the man. So how much power are women going to have in this particular case? It seems to me that the only sensible thing a man can do in this day and age is vasectomy. Honestly, that seems to be the most sensible thing that you can possibly do. Oh, sorry, sweetie. You're pregnant? Well, I'll go have myself checked and make sure that I'm still shooting blanks, but there's pretty much a 99.9% chance that wasn't me.
Yeah, that's and just, you, instead of checking yourself for shooting blanks, you better go check and see if you've got a social disease, because apparently she's been around the block.
Well, that's always a sensible thing to do anyway. But, you know, it's stories like these that led me to get a vasectomy at age 22.
Well, it seems extreme. I certainly haven't gotten one myself, but I do understand your point.
If you have a vasectomy as a man, then you finally are in total control over your reproductive habits. There is no, you know, there's a virtually 0% chance that vasectomy is going to reverse itself.
And
the longer you go, the less likely the reversal becomes. So I recommend it to all men. You know, if you want a kid, adopt. There's plenty of them out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids out there.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll return Monday night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.